Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain of that very Veteran Rescue Mission, here with the undoubtable, the indubitable, the unquestionable.
I'm right here, Kyle. You don't have to say so much. I'm starting to blush.
Edwards with Tucson Appliance Company, where you're...
Only at Tucson Appliance Company, where you are our priority.
That's it.
We changed it.
Okay, you changed it. Okay. What was it before?
Only at Tucson Appliance, where our low prices are your priority.
Nice.
But now it's just you are our priority.
And that makes much more sense in line with who you guys are. I mean, particularly who you are. You're like, you're Mr. Tucson.
Well,
like,
thank you. Several people in California tell me that.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, okay. They actually named me Mr. Tucson.
As you should be.
Every time they come here, they say, are you the mayor? You seriously?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, maybe one day. Maybe one day, God willing.
I'm not going to say why, but I'm not getting in politics.
Okay, fair enough. But yeah, I mean, maybe Edmund Marquez, and maybe there's a couple other people that I could think that could maybe have that title as well.
But, I think Edmund Marquez would do a great job. I love that man.
Yeah, he's awesome. Yeah.
Actually, I spanked his ass on Saturday.
Well, good. Good for you. Good for you.
Well, as I gave away another... $2,800 in charity.
Awesome. Well, on that same note, this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if I did not give... Don't die, Candace. Do not die, by golly.
Breathe the air, drink the water.
Well, let me thank God so he can keep you alive.
And, thank you.
And we'll do that a little different today. I'm just gonna pray, and it'll go a little something like this. Dear Lord, thank you so much for bringing us all here together, for loving us so we can better love one another. Thank you for putting within us this need to serve and to care for the society, because Lord, we know there's a lot of people out there that are hurting and struggling, but with your help, we will be able to help them. And we thank you so much for putting us in the place to be able to do that. In your son's name we pray, amen.
Amen.
So, with that being said, with my good buddy Chris Edwards, your best friend and mine, we're going to be speaking with Miss Candace Eaton, my second favorite Candace in the United States of America, behind my wife, Dr. Candace McClain. And... she is, as I've talked about regularly, and I mean it. I mean, I still have yet to have anybody prove me otherwise. In my opinion, the best photographer in Tucson. The best photographer I know. I mean, she's really great. No offense to Kathleen Dreyer. No offense to Jonathan Arlia. No offense to Tina Source, who's going to be here later in the studio. And you guys are going to be actually dueling photographers when you do the Tucson Tasty Show.
All right.
Yeah, it'll be fun to see. No elbows. Keep it clean.
Okay.
Yeah, welcome Candace to the show. And for our listeners who haven't had the pleasure of hearing you before, what is she in photography?
Well, I'm a photographer. Okay. I specialize in pet portraits and personal branding photography.
Okay.
So I started with pet photography, started in the business with pet photography because I love capturing the relationships that people have with their pets. Mm. And I love being able to capture precious memories of people's furry family members.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned to do that by going to Pima Animal Care Center on the weekends and sitting on the trail where they walk all the dogs and just taking pictures as they walked by, and just started getting better and better at it. And eventually I had people asking me to do photo shoots for them. And one day I woke up and decided I needed a career change and started a photography business.
Mm-hmm.
And then the personal branding I started doing about a year and a half ago, because I recognized that during COVID, when I wasn't actually able to do my photography business thing, I spent a lot of time working on branding and marketing and messaging and things like that. Mm-hmm. And after getting out and talking to a lot of small business owners, realized that a lot of people just, I don't think they've had the time to sit down and, you know, do some of the back end work to figure out their branding and their messaging and things. And, you know, so I kind of created this weird little skill set for myself where, you know, I've got the camera and I've got the stuff that I taught myself over COVID that I can help other small business owners build up their personal brands and support their businesses.
Nice.
Well, that's amazing. I do have a question for you, though, Candace.
What's up?
Do you go to people? Do they come to you? How do you get the animals to be so friendly and have them act into that loving moment?
That was a lot of questions.
We don't have a lot of time, so I was trying to get it all at once.
Let's just encapsulate those all into one question.
All right. I generally go to people. I don't have a studio because I like doing outdoor work. A lot of my clients really love doing outdoor photos here in mm-hmm. Tucson because it's Tucson and it's gorgeous. And why wouldn't you want pictures outside here? So I go to my clients. If we do studio style images like I did for John and Candace, I set up my studio right in their living room and do stuff right there for them. And I get the dogs to do their cute little thing. Mostly just by rolling around on the ground and making a lot of stupid noises.
Is that what you do?
That's what I do.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's full service.
I make a lot of dumb noises.
Is it only dogs that you take photos of? I'm sorry.
No, actually I photographed kitties. Those are a little bit harder. Those definitely we do at home because they don't generally travel as well as dogs. Mm-hmm. And you know, some cats are, you know, just the kind that as soon as I walk in the door, boom, they're gone and you're never going to see them again. And those aren't the kind of cats I can photograph. But more personable cats, the ones that want to come out and check out the stranger, those are the ones we can get good photos of.
So you said pets, though. I mean, what if somebody's got a snake?
I've photographed three or four, what are they called? Solomon Island skinks. So those are lizards. Hmm. So not quite snakes, but, you know, still
I
reptiles.
I think Chris is asking for himself now. I see that look in your head.
Oh, you want snake pictures. Yeah, okay. Yes, pictures. I can.
No, I'll photograph snakes. Spears picture.
I was interested in, like, you know, you were mostly talking about dogs. It's just like you do all sorts of animals, any kind of pet. Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Yep. Most of the people that call me and want photos of their pets are dog owners. But like I said, I have photographed some lizards before. Pigs. Let's see. Other strange animals. Birds a couple of times. So
I got a mouse. Maybe I'll put on my shoulder.
Nice. That would be so cute.
That would be adorable. That would be absolutely adorable.
So I know you have the calendar. Your calendar contest is wrapping up. Let's talk about that real quick and how people can get involved about 30, 40 seconds before we have to jump out of here.
All right. So the Friends of Pima Animal Care Center calendar contest. This is the third year that I've run that.
Awesome.
We have about a day and a half left in the contest. I've already raised right around $26,000 with this contest. So people have entered their pets. They're getting people to vote on their pets. The top 13 winners are going to get to be in the calendar, which I'm going to photograph over at Trail Dust Town here in the next couple of weeks. And if you want to participate and help support homeless pets in Pima County, you can go to www.gogophotocontest.com/FOP calendar and donate to your favorite pet.
I feel like that was a mouthful. But you did it.
I feel like it was too.
You did it. Well, that was my second favorite Candace, my favorite photographer on the planet and possibly in the universe. I haven't met any of the photographers in Martian. But this is Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Chris Edwards with Tucson Appliance Company, your best friend and mine. We'll be back right after the break. Hello, all you gorgeous people out there in Radio Land. I am Pastor John McClain of the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am here with Chris Edwards of Tucson Appliance Company. Where
only at Tucson Appliance Company, where you are our priority.
I'm gonna get it down eventually. Give me time. And we're here. And thank you, Chris, also for joining me, being my guest co-host today, being in that co-pilot seat.
Well, so, I appreciate it. I'm having so much fun. You know me. I just jump in. I just start
you're the
talking.
Man. You got this. Like I feel like I could just fall asleep at the wheel. You're
no,
got
you can't
it.
Because you said a prayer all the time. We need you here.
Yeah. Well, me and Chris, we'll be flying this plane today and. our next guest is Mr. Curtis Rollman with Action Print and Copy, which is definitely a Common Good Radio favorite. I mean, I gush over this guy regularly just in all the projects that we've done through them. I have a book here on the table called Dear Lion, Homelessness Explained to Kids that they've made hundreds, I want to think close to probably 1,000 copies at this point at least for us. So it's been, you know, just such a blessing to work with them, seeing the amazing work they do, how quickly they deliver it. I mean, the quality of care like we talk about regularly on this show. But without me kind of just spending this whole time talking about you guys.
I was going to say, I guess I can go home now.
Yeah, go home. See you. I'm trying to get a sales job with Action Print and Copy right now. So this is my interview. But
We are hiring.
So. Yeah, we will be discussing that. But for those who don't know what Action Print and Copy is and your different locations, all that other fun stuff, why don't you fill them in, Curtis?
Yeah, well, we're a local printer. We have a shop in Green Valley and one here in Tucson. Soon to be more here in Tucson.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Just a little teaser.
Okay, you know? I like teasers.
Nothing official yet, but anyway, we do all manner of printing. We do promotional products, signage, you know, we try to be sort of a one-stop shop for people. If you want to make your own copies, you can walk in and do that too. You know, we focus on customer service, and you know, the rest just follows.
Yeah,
it's interesting. I was looking at your card here. It says you can order online 24/7. How does that work? I mean, like for new customers, old customers, anybody?
Yeah, we have a website. It's a constantly evolving website, as websites are, you know, but you can order product directly on there. You can create an account, look at the products. If it's not something you see, there's a custom quote that you can ask for. You know, there's so many different things and so many complicated types of jobs. It's hard to put them all into a specific, you know, product. So I tell people all the time, if you got something, you know, that's a little outside of the box, just give us as much information, fill out a quote, and you know, we'll figure it out for you.
I'll have to take a look and see what that is. I've never really printed online or gone to an online printer that was open 24/7. How soon does it take you to get back to clients or customers or something? It says 24/7. That doesn't mean you're up 24/7.
You know, if I'm up and it's you on there, I'll respond.
No. So I actually,
but yeah, usually during business hours. Obviously, you know, it just depends. But if you put in a request, you know, we do monitor those. They come to us and I monitor everything. I mean, we're a smaller business, you know, 13 employees, including myself. We are growing, but I'm still very much involved, in the day to day. So, you know, again, I kind of get copied in on a lot of things and I get involved if necessary.
So it's like a chat feature. So it goes to your phone and stuff like that, or does it just go to your email?
Yeah, it's right now it's just an email, but we are looking at some of that functionality to have a
I have one
chat.
I can give you an information on, because I use it right now and I see everything. All my sales guys talk to these people and it is 24/7.
Is it Podium?
Yep.
Yeah. I'd love to hear about it, because recently I talked to a guy from there. And
you should just get it.
And I'd love to hear your feedback on it.
It's interesting. Yeah. It's fun watching you guys talk, because like last time I had you as my guest co-host, Chris, I had Ron Arenas in the studio, and I was telling you, I felt like I always call Ron Arenas the next Chris Edwards, because just, you know, guys are so alike, you know, your marketing minds and that kind of stuff. I feel that way similar with you and Curtis. Like, it's like I feel like I could just sit here and watch you guys talk for hours, because like I also learned so much from Curtis. And he's a guy who, like yourself, picks up the phone whenever I need advice, whenever I need any help. So it's pretty cool kind of hearing you talk. And another thing that you guys share is you're also both Reader's Choice Award winners.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations. So, yeah.
Thank you. You too.
So tell us
about
that.
You've probably been there, done that, I imagine.
So we haven't really tried in the past. The last 2 years, my people said that, you know, we are the best appliance store in Tucson. And so we actually went for the votes and we won both years in a row.
Yeah.
And we're not going to stop there, because they won it. And then I've got the best team around right now. Here's Podium. This is what it looks like.
Yeah, I have the same attitude. I believe my people, my team's the best. It's nice when they get the validation from somebody else as well. And so we put a little bit of effort into it. We don't do a ton of marketing. We use it sort of as a little bit of a marketing opportunity. And then when, you know, we won, it was like, okay, great. You know,
well, congratulations. Yeah.
Well, thank
what
you.
Is it you guys print over there anyways? Just so, I mean, it's on North First Avenue and yeah, what's
first,
the other?
First and Prints.
Okay.
Like I said, we do anything from, you know, black and white copies to, you know, banners, wide format posters. We have
photos.
You know, a lot of business cards. You know, photos. It's not specifically photo printing, like, you know, like you would go and pick up a pack of photos from, you know,
Walgreens
or somebody. Yeah, but you know, we do a lot of posters when people need a larger format. But we do have a lot of people that come in and just say, "Oh, I need a quick print of this photo."
So you have one of those huge printers in there. This is a big spot. I'll have to stop by and take a look.
Yeah. The way I describe it is like, it definitely reminds me of what we remember a print shop being. That's what it reminds me of. Like your traditional, like what would we would remember, like your mom and pop print shop where you go in there, you get real personal care and you can do your stuff yourself, but they got somebody right there at the ready just to kind of help guide you through stuff.
We're a little unique in that we actually embrace self-service if people want to come in. And I mean, you just walk in, we're on the honor system. Somebody wants it just to make a quick copy, they can just put it on the glass and make a copy and walk over and give us, you know, 11 cents or whatever it might be. You don't have to sign up for a card. You don't have to put in your credit card. Some of these places, you know, it takes you 5-10 minutes to get a copy that should only take about 15 seconds. So we embrace that. We do the customer service that a lot of printers aren't really fond of, you know.
Okay.
A lot of printers are, you know, they're down an alley. They like the big jobs, but they don't like to deal with the small stuff.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of small businesses that work with us that come in and they turn into big businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean,
I have some
great clients who just walked in. And, you know, you wouldn't have known, but they're doing a lot of volume.
And you're hiring as well.
Yeah, we're hiring. You know, we're growing. I'm so busy personally that I've just gotta hire. We need somebody currently in our Green Valley shop. And, you know, somebody can shoot us an email with a resume. We have a listing on Indeed. And again, I'm looking to expand. And I know the only way that I'm ever going to be able to do that is to get enough people, you know, working with me and for me, you know, so I'm not the guy doing everything.
What position are you looking for, number one? Number two, have you thought of going to JTED or one of these high schools to have somebody you could mentor into the system?
Just answer number one and then tell people how they can get a hold of you because you got 20 seconds.
Yeah, we're just, just general customer service. We would rather train people than to have somebody who thinks that they, you know, have all the experience in the world. That's the bottom line, customer service. They can, like I said, they can just shoot us a resume. They can drop it off in person at First and Prince, or if they're in the Green Valley area, it's I-19 and Esperanza. And we'll take a look.
Awesome. And the website is printapc.com.
That's right.
Awesome. That's Action Print Copy. Thank you once again, Curtis. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Chris Edwards, the Tucson Appliance Company. Go to veteranrescuemission.org to find out more information. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain of the Veteran Rescue Mission, a homeless veteran transition program locating homeless veterans and getting them connected with housing. Blessed to say we've been able to connect over 400 veterans with housing over the years. So definitely go to veteranrescuemission.org to support or help or find out more about what we do as an organization. I have one of the pillars of our community here in studio with me. He's thankfully enough, he said to be my guest co-host. So he's been sitting in that co-pilot's chair and willing to take the wheel if I were to pass out. His name is Chris Edwards of Tucson Appliance Company.
Only at Tucson Appliance where you are our priority.
That's a fact. That's a fact. And if you do not know this man, you have not seen his face, then you probably live under a rock, I'm guessing. Because you're everywhere.
I try to be, and I'm going to be more places now. I found out the Hispanic people, they don't watch TV or watch what I do. Some of them don't know me. I'm going to get into that. And actually, I'll be on the radio stations here.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
I was wondering what you and Patty were talking about. It all makes sense now.
Yeah, no, we were doing business.
Well, good.
Anywhere I go, sometimes people want to bend my ear. I'm in. I'll tell you.
Yeah, well, it's just the thing I've learned about you, whether it's yes, let's partner together or let's work together, or at least I got some good advice for you. Like, that's the thing I love about you is, like, no matter what, you're going to talk, you're going to listen, and you're going to share something with them. No matter, you know, one way or the other. So
no, 100%. And I love talking to people. I love people. Sometimes they're shy. They say, hey, there's that guy on TV. And they walk by me and I can hear him as I pass by. And I just, you know, say hi to some people will come up to me. But we're all human. I mean, I'm very, very approachable. So if you don't know me and you see me out in public, come up and say hi to me. I'll take a picture with you if you'd like. I have been considered a local celebrity. I do a lot of charity work. I think I work for charities more in Tucson than I do for my business. But it's because that's how I feel about our community, about our kids, about the families, about the need. I think you were going to ask me about some of the organizations I was...
Yeah, that's definitely, you know, that's primarily what I want to talk about. I mean, it's just, before we jump into that, though, I was just trying to, your temperament and your personality, like, I don't know if I've ever seen you in a bad mood, or if I've ever seen you not at least pleasant. Like, you may not always be, like, jumping off the walls and excited, hyper all the time, but I've always seen you with like a real positive temperament about you. What do you attest that to?
Right, and I do. I mean, I'm open. I'm blessed that I was adopted. I'm happy to be on this earth. It's a blessing every day, and I feel like any day I could be gone. And I want people to remember that I was a nice guy. I was positive. And the more you put that into your brain, the more that you say, it is what it is. Just take it as it flows. Some things happen in life. Some bad things happen in life. There's nothing you can do about it. You know, be sad for a little bit, but or angry for a little bit, but then be done with it. Get over it. Come on. I mean, have one of those things where you have a short memory and just forget about it. Some people, they get angry at, like, I had an employee, and I'm going to talk about it, but I'm not going to say who it was, ran into a wall with a car. Okay, it happens. I didn't, you know, what are you going to do? I couldn't fire them or anything like that. There's some things in life that you just can't avoid. And it's so much easier to be in a great mood. People ask me, how are you doing? And I say, I'm wonderful as usual. The more I say that to myself, the more I am that.
Yeah, that's awesome. And kind of in that same vein as you were talking about before, like, you're involved with so many charities, so many organizations that help charities. Tell us about some of them.
So, I'm a member of the Rotary Club of Tucson that does the car show, and that's an amazing group. I'm a member of the Tucson Conquistadors. We put on a big golf tournament and raise a bunch of money for youth sports around town.
That's awesome.
I'm a member of the Tucson Association of Realtors, a charitable foundation. We put on a golf tournament that's actually going to help the common good, the mission that you do.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And I get, you know, I got the Boys and Girls Club have an event coming up. It's pickleball, I heard. And I'm sure that I'm going to donate something to that. Mostly, if anybody sends...
And the charitable classic at the Arizona Sands Club, you were part of that?
Oh, the mixologist the other night.
Yeah,
I was the Sonoran Dog sponsor for that, for the Height Foundation. And I mean, mostly if you think of a charity or come up with a charity, I've probably donated or will donate to it. Amazing that the schools, I'm very involved in the schools because they all need refrigerators for the staff or for their sports so they can raise money in the snack bar area. We donate refrigerators there. I'm just blessed to be in this business, the appliance business, where everybody's my customer, and I get used product that I can fix and I can donate and make a family happy.
Yeah, which, I mean, I've seen. I mean, for those that are listening that, you know, they hear a lot of lip service from different organizations and all the great work that they do in the community, I'm telling you firsthand, for our organization alone, you know, Chris Edwards and Tucson Appliance Company has done so much. You donated washer and dryer, refrigerator, you know, all the work. They're having the proceeds from this golf tournament they have coming up going to, you know, our homeless veteran transition program. It's just, and this is just our organization. I can just imagine what you do for the dozens or hundreds of other organizations over the years in Tucson.
Yeah, no, I just, as long as they contact me, and you know, it's a great cause. It has something to do with families or kids. Mm-hmm. I'm there. I can help out when I can. You know, washers and dryers, even some people don't have that, and appliances are a necessity in this town. Let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I am also a member of several breakfast clubs. I would, you know, I don't know the names of all of them. There's the VIP group. There's the Business Information Club. And it's just, gosh, if it's not in my calendar, I don't know what I'm doing that day.
Yeah, well, I think I need to pick your ear more of these, just the different clubs, the different groups that I can join. Because I definitely, I like to think that I'm out there as well, but pale in comparison to all the different places I see you at. So it's awesome to see.
I do share it on social media sometimes. You know, I post a lot and I get some people that, you know, unfriend me. And, you know, go ahead and friend me. I don't care. But top of mind advertising is important to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I like to be present. I don't just say, hey, I'm going to donate to this thing. I like to go to the event and make sure that I'm there and present.
Yeah, absolutely. So for those who want to check out Tucson Appliance Company, where can they go? What can they do?
They can go to tacappliance.com, or we're at 4229 East Speedway, Speedway in Columbus, just on the north side. We got some new signs up. We have plenty of appliances, and we have another session we were going to talk to me
one
about.
More other,
okay. And yeah, we have thousands of appliances on display right now.
Awesome. Well, that's Chris Edwards of Tucson Appliance Company. He's going to be my guest co-host here even for the next segment. So enjoy. Kick your feet up, put your head back. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain. Also, the first Wednesday of every month, we have the Common Good Supporter Appreciation Day at the Arizona Sands Club from 9 to 11 a.m. We have a networking event where different businesses and organizations come together to connect, and a free breakfast for you to show appreciation for listening. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain of that very Veteran Rescue Mission, here with your best friend and mine, Chris Edwards, with Tucson Appliance Company.
Where you are our priority.
Absolutely, man. I'm so lucky to have you here. I say once again, thank you.
Thank you for having me. I'm having a great time.
Yeah,
I'm getting used to this. I think I might stay here all day.
You might as well. We got a cot in the back if you want to just go ahead and take a nap and then jump back into it with the next show. But we have another amazing guest in studio with us here, Aladi, the executive director of Solistic Hospice, which I'm excited to hear about Solistic Hospice and all the work that you guys do, because it seems not only do you do some conventional work that's so needed in most communities, but it seems like there's a uniqueness and there's a richness to what you do above and beyond traditional hospice care.
That is true.
That's just an assumption I'm making, but I feel that that's the case.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So explain to, I guess, our listeners who don't know of Solistic Hospice. Let's just act like I'm John Q. Public and I don't know.
Okay.
Tell us about it.
Well, Solistic Hospice is locally owned and operated, and we are a nonprofit organization, and we're an interfaith hospice.
Okay.
And we serve the greater Tucson community and also Santa Cruz County.
Mm.
And so we also go down to Benson and out in the areas in the tri-communities.
Nice.
And Three Points.
Mm-hmm.
And Aravaca and some of these rural areas as a nonprofit that some of the maybe for-profits don't go to because it may not be as lucrative. But as a nonprofit organization, we serve, you know, where the need is. And that tends to be a lot of those rural areas are missed. And we do serve a lot of veterans as well,
nice,
including in these areas.
So what does that service entail?
Well, hospice service, I think, is the myth about hospice is people think not to call us unless they have maybe, or someone has a day or two left to live.
Mm.
And they miss out on all this fantastic care. And I've been a hospice nurse now. I'm an RN. I'm originally from New Zealand, by the way, in case you hear an accent.
Mm, interesting. I thought that was southern Arizona, but yeah, I see.
Not quite. <That's> southern New Zealand. And so a lot of people think that hospice care means, you know, you have a few days to live, but and then they unfortunately miss out on the entire process and the in-home care that it provides.
Mm.
And so That's the first myth that we have to get through with people, because they can get afraid to call us because they think, well, hospice means I'm dying. And but, you know, hospice is generally a benefit for approximately 6 months of somebody's life, and they can get better, particularly once we get in there and give them the help they need. They sometimes do get better, and then we can discharge them, and they don't wear out their benefit. They can come back on at another time. And of course, there are people that have life-limiting illnesses. That's the priority. Some people with cancer or heart disease or lung disease of some kind, or some other life-limiting illness. And really, aging is a life-limiting process. And sometimes people are just elderly and aging and declining, and they need more help in their home. So we actually help people stay in their home. We don't actually, sometimes people think hospice is a place as well, and that people need to go somewhere. And that's only in very rare situations that someone may need temporary inpatient care for pain that can't be managed at home or another symptom. But most of that care is done in a person's home and helps them to stay at home.
So you have people that travel to all these places, right? And how is it like a service where you can call and say, hey, I need somebody to come over right now? Are you able to do that, or do they have to fill out information? How does that work? And I did have one other question. I know that you'll bring it up. Soulistic. I like soul. I like the soul. That, can you explain that name?
Well, you know, each person, each individual that we serve is an individual human being, an individual soul. So we aren't a corporation. We don't have any kind of, other than we follow all the regulations from Medicare and the state licensing, we put the soul into hospice and the soul into the person before us, if that makes sense.
I like that a lot. Yes, 100%. That's how I roll. And the other thing, how long does it take? Like, what do they have to do? Fill out a ton of paperwork before they can come?
Well, it's actually a quick process. If someone's ready and they qualify and they want care that day, we can start care the same day.
What is qualify?
Qualifying, that's a good question, because, you know, when people hear about our services, they all want to come on because they go, well, you do light housekeeping and I need some help.
Exactly, see, that's what I'm talking about.
Exactly. So everybody wants to sign up, and but that's not the way that the government works, of course. We have regulations that we follow. So someone has to meet the criteria. So we, first of all, a person will call in or put in a request through our website and speak to somebody on our admissions team. And a nurse will usually do the evaluation and talk to our medical director, and we'll see if they have a doctor involved that we need to speak to. But if someone's really sick, we will get out there and admit them, and that's the goal, the same day. And so the kinds of qualifications we're looking for, obviously, if someone has something like cancer and they have that's metastasized through their body and they're not getting aggressive treatment, they would automatically qualify. But for the people that aren't so easy to decide whether they qualify or not, maybe the elderly person that's living at home and declining and falling now, you know, I mean, falling like, they're getting weaker and they're tripping over and they're hitting their face and so on. They're the kinds of people that we have to get a bit more information on. So we're looking for frequent falls. We're looking for frequent visits to the hospital or the doctor's office. We're looking for weight loss possibly, although that's not, none of these are absolutes. They're just some of the criteria. Maybe they have oxygen, need oxygen. Maybe that they need more help with what we call activities of daily living. So, you know, they're the things that we take for granted when we're young. We get up, we get out of bed, we brush our teeth, we shower, we get dressed,
it's not always
make
that
breakfast.
Easy.
And the older someone gets, they start to realize, you know, these things that I took for granted when I was younger, now I can't really get up out of bed and brush my teeth and make my breakfast and do my dishes. And so they're called activities of daily living. And so if people are needing help with those, we're asking, well, can you bathe yourself? How do you, can you make your own meals? Can you do your own housekeeping? Can you, you know, laundry, those kinds of things. We're trying to work out just how much help they need. And so we look at all their, what we call comorbidities, all their medical conditions. Look at the whole person.
Wow.
Because they may not have one diagnosis that's considered what you might use if we use the word terminal, you know, but overall the person is really declining, because if you add everything, they have hypertension, they have diabetes, they had a stroke a few years ago and they're having some longer term effects of that. Maybe they've got stents in their heart, or they've had some kind of heart surgery and a pacemaker, and they have AFib, which is with the fluttering of the heart. They have all these kinds of different things going on, but overall they're kind of deconditioning. They're just declining. So we're interested in what kind of decline is the person shown in the last 6 months to a year. How were they a year ago? How are they now? And so we ask a whole list of questions. It doesn't take very long. But if they're still out playing tennis and running around the neighborhood, they're probably not going to qualify.
Right. Now, yeah. What kind of payments do you pick, like insurance? And what if they don't have insurance? Do you take cash? How does that work?
That's a good question. Hospice care is 100% covered by Medicare Part A. And it's also covered 100% by Medicaid, which is all the access plans here in Arizona. It's covered by veterans benefits. Ooh. We are contracted with the VA. So if someone wanted to use their veterans benefits, it would go through the veteran system. And we know how to, you know, work with the person who's a veteran. For someone who has absolutely no insurance, we will, as a nonprofit, we'll take care of them regardless of ability to pay. Mm. So we've never turned anyone away who qualifies for hospice and needs it. So, and then some private insurances pay it, you know, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and that, you know, some of them have co-pays, some of the private insurances. If someone's got the means and they can pay privately and they don't have insurance, then there is a way to pay privately, but that's so rare. Usually people have the means, have good insurance.
Well, if they don't know about it, they won't, you know, look into it either.
Exactly, yeah.
And what are some of the barriers for people to get this type of care?
Well, that's also a good question. I've mentioned a few
of
them already.
That's the only kind of questions I have.
That's good. Ask good questions. Good questions. So one of the barriers, of course, is the word hospice. Mm. So the word hospice is, you know, a barrier because it's scary for people. Mm-hmm. So they go, well, I don't want to call because someone thinks I'm dying, or someone told me to call hospice, they think I'm dying. So that's a barrier. The fact that people think that we're going to move them somewhere and out of their home, that's a barrier. The financial issue that we've already brought up is a barrier. Mm-hmm. People think they can't afford it. How can they afford a nurse to come? And I'll have to make sure I tell you all about the services. How can we afford all this, all the services that they provide? They're the biggest barriers. People also think that hospice comes in and gives you a bunch of medicine, and then that's going to speed up their end of life, or we take away all your medicines and you can't take what you have, or you have to change your doctor. And none of those are accurate either.
Interesting. So, again, I guess tell us about the services and then how people can get a hold of you as we jump out of here.
Sure. Services, we have nursing services. We manage symptoms, pain, and shortness of breath, all those kinds of symptoms. We have spiritual support. We have social workers. We have nursing assistants who come in and help with bathing.
That's amazing.
Light housekeeping. We have volunteers. We provide incontinence supplies, chucks and wipes and gloves and all of that. We provide medications. We provide durable medical equipment, oxygen. We provide all of those and more. We have on-call nurses. It's an excellent service. And as far as reaching us, you can call our main number. It's 520-398-2333. That's our number, 520-398-2333. Or you can just Google Solistic Hospice and we will pop up and you'll see our website. And our website is www.solistichospice.org. But you can just put in Solistic Hospice.
Awesome.
And you have two addresses, one in Phoenix and one in Tucson and one in Tubac.
Correct. We have two sites because we serve such a broad area.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's a Solistic Hospice. I'm Pastor John McClain with Common Good Radio Show, here with Chris S. Edwards with Tucson Appliance Company.
Only where John is my priority.
Thank you, buddy. We'll catch you all next week. You stay beautiful, wash behind your ears, and don't forget to eat your vegetables. God bless.